Good morning.
Good morning.
My communion meditation's a little bit different today because I drafted Nancy to help me here in a little bit. There's a song that was written in the 1960s by John W. Peterson. The name of it is "I Just Keep Trusting My Lord," and some of you may know that if you were in youth group during that time frame. I guess it's becoming popular again, only there's a lot more verses than there used to be, and we're only doing the chorus, so I'll just warn you, Nancy's going to come and help me. I need all the help I can get when we sing. So the song deals with the word trust. Do you trust Jesus? Do you lean on him for your guide and your strength? Communion time is a time for us to kind of evaluate ourselves, examine ourselves, see how we're doing. In fact, ask the question, how am I doing? And so I'm going to have Nancy come up and sing with me. When we're through with the song, no clapping, no amens, none of those things. I want you to think about one thing. How am I trusting Jesus? How am I doing? And if you're doing great, keep doing that. If you're not doing so great, make some corrections. That's why we're here, to encourage one another and to grow in the Lord. So we're going to sing of the song, "I Just Keep Trusting My Lord."
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky over the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, he will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky over the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, he will never fail.
That's for Nancy. Yes.
So back to the question. Are you trusting the Lord? Hopefully the answer is yes. If you're not, like I said, make some corrections. We're all kind of in this together. We're all part of a family. So let's help each other out and remember what Jesus has already done for us. That's what the communion service is really about, is what did Jesus do? In Luke, the 22nd chapter, just verses 19 and 20, Jesus laid out what the communion service is about. He said, "And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take the bread and we'll take it together, remembering what Jesus did. He went to the cross. He carried our sins there. We couldn't pay for them. And he was nailed to that cross for you and for me. So So let's take the loaf together. And verse 20 says, and in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup is poured out for you. It's the new covenant in my blood. So let's take the cup together. Again, remembering that it's because of his death on the cross and his willingness to shed his blood and cover our sin. In fact, we are white as snow because of his blood. And we live under a new covenant. We can now come before God as his children. Have you ever thought about you're actually a child of God? So are you trusting him in your daily walk? Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for Jesus and his willingness to come and take our sins upon him, take our punishment. We're thankful that Jesus' blood covers our sin and gives us a new beginning, a new relationship with you, so that we can be your children. Help us to trust you. Guide us in our daily walk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.